T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi. Continuing our conversation about Heavenly Mimi, we just got done with their executive director and founder, Allison Bird Haley. We are talking about the organization, and we are focusing on their event, their annual fundraiser, Boots and Bling. It's happening Saturday, October 5th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Lincoln Experience Center in Frisco. All kinds of good things happening at this event, so you should definitely take part in it. We are now going to turn to Barbie Armenta. She is a friend, an associate, a supporter of this organization. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining me. All right, so we weren't sure about how you were going to get involved today, but I thought it was important to speak with you about the organization. Tell me about how you know Heavenly Mimi. How are you affiliated with this organization?
Well, I'm a good friend of Allison, and I've always been a supporter. I love to go to their fundraisers. I tell everyone about Heavenly Mimi, and really never thought I would need the services myself.
So you are helping out with this organization. How long have you been involved in that capacity? Have you been around for a couple of years? Is this relatively new to you?
No, I've been around probably 2 or 3 years. Just getting to see what Allison does and how she's just... What I love about Allison is how intentional she is. She is just... When she says she's going to reach out, when she cares about someone, you're going to know it because she's just really intentional.
So that's how you know her as a friend, and then you have seen that translate to the organization, Heavenly Mimi.
That's right.
Now, you may not have an official title or anything at this organization, but cancer has affected you in your life, and I think that's an interesting way to kind of look at your story and how it relates to Heavenly Mimi. So talk a little bit about that. You were mentioning it off mic a little bit.
Yes, I've always loved what Allison does. And then in June, my dad got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And honestly, I think a lot of us are this way. We don't necessarily reach out when we need help. And what I loved is that someone else told Allison, I think. I might have told her, but she was, again, very intentional. She was calling. She was following up. You know, how are you doing? What can I do? What do you need? And that's really good for someone like me that I'm used to being on that giving end. I want to be doing and serving her and helping her organization. And then to be on that other side isn't always comfortable for people. And so what I love about her is you reach out, she's going to be there for you and she's going to keep following up. She's going to make sure she can, whatever she can do, whatever her organization can do, they're going to take care of you.
I think that you mentioned something interesting. You said that when that was going on, you didn't know if someone else told her. You didn't know if you told her yourself. When you're going through something like that, you're in a haze. You're in a complete fog. You don't know what's going on. You need someone to help you.
Yes.
And you were able to see that in your own experience, and it gives you a little taste of what the organization does. After going through that experience, how did it make you view this mission?
Yeah, getting to see it from the other side, first off, it made me even more passionate about it. And you mentioned earlier, my husband's going to be emceeing the event.
Yes.
So it definitely gave us even a different perspective of just kind of what you do need. And my mom was kind of the same way as me, like, it's okay, we don't need anything. You know, I think that's kind of an automatic for a lot of women. And just to see Allison continue to show up anyway, like, no, I want to help you, let me do this. And unfortunately for us, we didn't utilize a lot of her services because my dad passed away 9 days later. And for some of us, that's the story. But for some people, it can go on for a year or more and it can get really expensive. And just to not only have an organization there that will help you financially, but just the love and care of just having someone to listen to you, to anticipate your needs, you know, that was priceless.
When you look at the organization on paper, they're giving out gas cards, hotel stays, they're helping out with medical bills, mammograms, they're doing all these very physical things that you can touch and feel that affect a bank account, but that's not all they're doing. And your experience with this organization is interesting because you didn't receive those things. Right. What you got was the emotional side, the support side that this organization pushes, mm-hmm. and that's what you needed, and that's what helped you and your family through it. So it was. It must be amazing to have seen that and to have experienced it.
Yes. Oh, for sure. I mean, she had continued to follow up and check on my mom, you know, even just through Facebook, you know, how are you doing? And that's just the kind of person she is. I thought that's the kind of friend she was. But to see her do that with total strangers that she just met, as well as what she does with her friends. And so, yes, it was so valuable to me, whether I got a gas card or hotel stay or just that phone call saying, hey, how are you doing?
It's interesting mm-hmm. to hear about it, but then once you see it, it's a completely different thing.
Yes.
Have you done anything with charities or nonprofits before? Is this a world that you have been a part of before this?
No, not specifically.
Not specifically.
You know, yes.
But once you kind of mm-hmm. dip that toe in, it becomes infectious and you do want to be a part of it. And would you describe that with this organization? Is that your experience?
Oh, for sure. It's become personal. You know, now I wanted to find auction items for her. You know, my husband wants to help at the event, you know, for sure. And just by word of mouth, just the people that I've told and shared about it, it's definitely become more personal. And you realize how needed that is. And unfortunately, so many people have cancer. You know, we've either had it, we know someone or something, we're all touched by it in some way. And this might sound bad, but we kind of almost become numb to it, you know? And so we don't think about it. Oh, it's a charity helping cancer. And we think, oh, other people are doing that. No, what they're doing is so unique in that they're in the way that they support, that it's so needed because it's just that personal touch that no one thinks of.
Was it being mm-hmm. around the organization or the experience that you went through with your dad that made you kind of think of it in that way? Sometimes you kind of mm-hmm. have to have your cage rattled a little bit mm-hmm. to see things in a different way. What was it for you that helped you to understand that this mm-hmm. is something that affects everybody and it's not something to be overlooked, even if it's not directly affecting you at the mm-hmm. moment?
It was probably both. We actually had an experience where my dad died of pancreatic cancer, but a year before my sister lost her husband to the same thing. And so then my niece also got cancer at the same time. So we wow. were kind of surrounded with it for the last couple years. And so when it becomes that personal, then you realize, oh, but this is really needed. So,
and here you are.
And here I am.
What are you looking forward to coming up on October 5th? Is there something that you enjoy specifically about these events? Because this is not your first fundraiser for Heavenly Mimi.
Right. No, I'm super excited about it. Of course, you know, I'm a little partial to the MC.
Yes.
There's that. But no, just the whole experience. I think the location they chose this year will be super fun. I love the theme. We were just discussing what boots I'm going to wear.
Did you buy any boots?
I haven't got them yet, but they're coming. Yes, for sure. And, you know, I just think it's just such a fun way to get people really involved. And then even though they're dealing with something that is so serious, you know, just Allison's personality in general just makes everything a little more festive. so that's fun. And so, yeah, I'm really excited about the whole
thing. When you're going through
thing.
Something stressful, it's important to find ways of blowing off steam in some capacity.
Right.
I didn't actually think of it like that, but that's actually a great way to mm-hmm. look at it. This is, if you are going through something tough right now and this is affecting you, going to an event like this, not only are you helping that organization, mm-hmm. you get a little help yourself.
Yes.
And you're able to kind of relax.
Mm-hmm. And we're also always blessed to be a blessing when we go and we think we're giving to others. And then what we end up receiving in return, because it feels good to go and help others.
It's going to be a huge mm-hmm. event, and it's happening October 5th. It's a Saturday from 6 to 8:30 p.m. It is Boots and Bling, the annual fundraiser for Heavenly Mimi. It's happening over at the Lincoln Experience Center in Frisco. Have you been there? Did you go and check this place out yet?
I have. I actually attended an event there, and so when she told me, I knew it's fabulous.
I haven't headed over yet. I'm excited to see how this all shakes out. Tickets mm-hmm. are $60 per person or $100 per couple, emceed by the one and only Richard Armenta. You're excited, right? This is going to be good?
I was super excited, yes.
I love it. All right, my guest has been Barbie Armenta. Speaking on behalf of the wonderful organization, heavenlymimi.org, head over there if you want details or, once again, tickets. Boots and Bling happening October 5th. Thank you very much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.